It's the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3, and we're joined now by Juana Schneider, who is the Director of Media Services for the Tri-State Better Business Bureau. Good morning to you, Juana.
Good morning, everybody.
During these types of situations where things are kind of chaotic and crazy, obviously we see a lot of opportunities in our community to help people and to get help, but unfortunately we also see a lot of opportunities for people to scam folks. And so we wanted to have you on to tell us a little bit about some of the things you're seeing at the Better Business Bureau.
Actually, we have seen a lot of scams during this COVID-19 pandemic, and it's because this is such a new situation. People have not dealt with this in the past, so that just leaves a lot of room for scammers to come up with all sorts of ideas and try to get your money. And unfortunately, you know, we get so scared that sometimes we don't filter the information we get. We get a scary email and we just jump into action without even thinking in the back of their head, wait a minute, this could be a scam.
Right. And I mean, everybody's looking for, you know, cleaning supplies and the proper PPE, and there's shortages everywhere. So you might be tempted to scoop up an offer if somebody sends you one.
Yes. And this fake PPE scam is actually happening a lot, especially now that many businesses are looking to purchase PPE in order to open to the public. And also many consumers are still looking for masks, hand sanitizer, and gloves. Please know that not everything you see online is CDC compliant. Do your research, look up the seller and manufacturer before you make a purchase. And you can also visit the Small Business Administration's PPE marketplace if you need something.
We're talking with Juana Schneider from the Tri-State Better Business Bureau. So Juana, what is your advice to folks on how they can stay informed and be safe about things?
Yes, there are so many things you can do, especially if you're looking for some sort of equipment online. You don't know anything, especially about these thermometer guns. Just look up the seller, the retailer. If you've never heard of them, just look them up on Google. It's as easy as that. And you can also type in the name of the retailer followed by the word scam and see if anything shows up. And if you still have doubts, you can also call the BBB. We will do the research for you. We will look into the company and give you all the information you need.
Recently here at our workplace, we went through some training to learn what phishing meant and not like the kind from a lake. With your email, can you explain to our listeners what they need to be looking for if they might get scammed in their email?
Yes, please be really careful and watch out for phishing emails trying to sell you COVID-19 cures, PPE, test kits, and so on. If you don't know the seller, please don't click on any links or attachments, or you might actually download malware into your device. You may think that you know the sender, but if there's absolutely no reason for that person to be sending you an email, be really, really cautious. They could have been hacked. You don't know. So be very careful.
So Juana, what is your advice to somebody who thinks that they are being scammed or they think they maybe have a scam to report? Should they go through you or to the authorities, or how's that work?
Yes, there are a few things you can do. First of all, act as quickly as you possibly can. Within 24 hours, 48 hours, as soon as you realize you've been scammed, call the BBB, call the FTC, call the authorities, and most importantly, please let your friends and family know what happened to you. I know you think that this was probably your fault. You should have known better. That is not true. The only tool we have to fight scammers really is just word of mouth, making sure everybody knows and stays informed.
Juana Schneider from the Tri-State Better Business Bureau. One final question, Juana. What's the best place, or where's the best place for people to go to learn more about the Better Business Bureau here locally?
So you can go to bbb.org/Evansville. Or just give us a quick call at 812-473-0202 and say, hey, what's up, and how can I stay protected?
Thank you so much for joining us, Juana. This is great information. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.